Welcome to the first annual Red River Radio Young Artist Winners Concert, coming to you from the University Center Theater on the campus of Louisiana State University in Shreveport. This program will feature talented young musicians chosen from entries submitted from throughout Arkansas, Texas, and Louisiana. And now, please welcome the maestro and your host, Kermit Poling.
Thank you, and welcome to the first ever Young Artist Competition from Red River Radio, our version of From the Top. From the Top will be coming here in 2012, so this is our regional version of From the Top. We're very excited because we have outstanding musicians who all auditioned from three states, Arkansas, Louisiana, and Texas, and we have what I think are the best of the best. We had well over 30 entries into this, and we're just very excited. We had judges who spent a great deal of time listening to the recordings. They made their choices based strictly on the performance. Location wasn't considered. To a small extent, age was considered. But we have some outstanding musicians here. We're going to get right into our very first of our guests. And this is Rachel Briac, who is coming onto the stage right now. Rachel is from Robeline, Louisiana. She is 18. And if I have this right, you are a junior from the Louisiana School for Math, Science, and the Arts?
I'm senior.
You're a senior this year. I get you mixed up. We have two performers who are both from the Louisiana School for the Arts. Now, you are interested in singing. Do you have any other hobbies or that you're into?
Acting, writing, and play tennis.
You play tennis?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So how'd you get started in playing tennis?
Actually, my sophomore year, I was kind of like, I want to do a sport. I feel left out. So picked up a tennis racket and got started.
Left out as a singer?
Left out as an athlete. I used to swim, and then I got here and went to Louisiana, and the swimming program wasn't so great, so I was kind of like, I need something to keep in shape, so might as well play tennis.
That's terrific. So what got you interested in singing?
Actually, I was kind of born into it. My grandmother was a singer. She liked to record, and she had a little band thing, and my mom sings in church, and my dad used to sing to me, you know, when we'd wash dishes or something, and then I played the violin, and I always thought of the violin as a soprano because I love the higher notes on it. So
sure. Well, terrific. So, Rachel, you're going to be singing one of the most famous short works by the great French composer, César Franck, the Panis Angelicus. Why don't you talk a little bit about what that is?
It's actually a Latin hymn that was taken by him, and it was a poem originally, and he put it to music. It's been through several different rearrangements. There's one version of it that has actually two different verses. The one I'm doing is the original and has one verse. The English translation, it's all about praise and worshiping, and it's a prayer, pretty much. And the actual translation is about making us humble. You know, Panis Angelicus is the bread of the angels given to man, and God is humble. He's our Father. You know, he needs to stay with us.
Beautiful words and a beautiful beautiful work by César Franck. And accompanying Rachel is Dr. Pat Widholm from the Louisiana School of Math, Science, and the Arts. So, Rachel, Dr. Widholm, go ahead and perform the Franck. Thank you.
Thank you.
Beautifully done. Thank you so much, Rachel. That is just one of the most beautiful single arias that I can think of, and we have more on this program as well. Now, Henry Lynn has joined me on the stage. Henry is at the ripe old age of 14?
Yes, sir.
All right, and you're at Magnet High.
Yes, I'm a freshman.
A freshman this year at Magnet High. That's terrific. And a student of Gay Gross?
Yes.
Who is the pianist for the Shreveport Symphony Orchestra. And, you know, Henry, I was reading a little bit about you here, and two things caught my attention. One is that you actually either do play or played the violin
yes,
as well.
So
that's dear to my heart.
Yes. When I was very little, I started in the Suzuki program.
Uh-huh.
And as time progressed on, I had to choose between whether or not I wanted to play violin or piano because I just simply ran out of time. And I decided to choose piano for the very proverbial wisdom as elementary school student because when you're playing piano, you can sit down.
Well, you know, if you're in an orchestra, you can sit down, too. But I'll take that. They're both wonderful instruments. That's great. Now, but you also do something else that you can't sit down for, and you do fencing. How
yes.
did you get into fencing?
I tried many different sports, but fencing really caught my attention because not only does it train your physical muscles, it also trains your brain to react and to really know what's going around. And I think it's just such a fascinating sport, and I really enjoy doing it.
Do you think that it actually helps you as a pianist as well?
I think that many things have contributed to my piano playing. Many things have inspired me, and many things help me cope with pressure, help my performance skills, et cetera, et cetera. So I think fencing is a great part of my life.
Okay. Well, you're going to be playing a rather virtuosic piece
yes.
by the great Russian composer Sergei Prokofiev, mm-hmm. The Diabolical Suggestion.
Yes.
So talk a little bit about this piece. Why did you choose it? It's just the title sounded scary, or we're looking
yeah.
for something devilish to play, or what?
I really like how much of a challenge it presents to the piano on the technical level as well as interpretation of the piece. It's obviously very technically challenging, but I think it represents so much. There's so much imagery in the piece. I always imagine a burglar creeping around, as you'll hear later, in the beginning of the piece, and I think it's just a great, fantastic piece.
Okay, well, we'll all keep our personal things safe while you perform the Diabolical Suggestion
right.
of Sergei Prokofiev. Henry? Well, that's really something else. Henry Lynn of Shreveport playing music of Prokofiev, The Diabolical Suggestion. My fingers hurt just actually thinking about that. But we have something very different next, and our next winner here is Elizabeth Bordelon, who is 12 years of age, from Shreveport, homeschooled, and involved in so many different things, it's kind of hard to pin them down. Of course, you also play piano, you play violin, and you'll get an opportunity to hear Elizabeth playing the violin a little bit later on. I'm pleased to say she's actually one of my students on the violin. Up until a short time ago, I had never actually heard her sing, but she's also a vocal student of Janice Aiken, who is the wife of the artistic director of Shreveport Opera, Steve Aiken. And you're involved in so many different things. How did that happen?
Well, my mom always wanted me to be in music or some kind of art. And so I first started out with violin and then voice and piano. And then I eventually got into acting Shakespeare plays, which
right.
is really fun.
Shakespeare, yeah. And I saw Shakespeare. That's particularly important to you. Now, you're 12. I don't think there are that many 12-year-olds that are that much into Shakespeare, but you have a love for Shakespeare, I understand.
Yes.
And why in particular?
Whenever I read his scripts, there's a certain flow that I like about the words whenever I'm reading them.
Mm-hmm. And have you yourself tried to act through any of the
yes.
of the roles? Do you have any favorites?
I really like A Comedy of Errors.
Uh-huh.
I played Adriana.
Okay.
Which was a really fun role for me.
Oh, so you actually performed it?
Yes.
Oh, and where was this?
Well, it was directed by Heather P. Cooper.
Okay.
And it was at the Marjorie Lyons Playhouse.
Marjorie Lyons Playhouse. Well, wonderful. That's terrific. Well, singing involves a certain amount of the same kind of communication as theater. Why don't you talk a little bit about the song that you'll be doing? It's by Scarlatti.
Yes, and it is Italian. And it is sung by a page boy that is witnessing this beautiful sunrise. And he sees how the sun makes the dew on the grass look like gems. And he's just in awe.
All right. So we're going to hear now Elizabeth Bordelon. I get to play the part of Chris O'Reilly this time because I'll be moving over to the piano, which is kind of fun for me. So here we go. That was lovely, Elizabeth. That was lovely. I always wished I could sing that way, but I guess I should be happy to occasionally play the violin and the piano. We have This dashing young gentleman here is Marcus Rose, who's 17, from Shreveport. And you are a student of Boris Malaga, who's the principal violist of the symphony. Which school?
Magnet High School.
Oh, you're at Magnet High as well. All right. And I know that you're not playing a violin, but a viola.
Yes, now, I'm playing a viola.
That not too many people think, when they're playing string instruments, in particular the viola, as an instrument to take. What inspired you to take that instead of, like, the violin?
I think it was at this play that I was in fourth grade. My choir teacher, she let me have her grandfather's violin because I was Leopold Mozart. And I just held the violin in my hand. I was like, this is almost right, but it just wasn't right enough. So then the next year I tried viola, and it was like the perfect match.
All right. You were, what was the, just because it's larger or because it's a mellower tone?
It's just, it's more me in terms of like mellow and sort of melancholic and, I don't know, just deep, beautiful tone. I love it.
All right, which, of course, fits very well with the piece that you're going to be playing, a work by Ernest Bloch, called The Suite Hebraic. We'll be hearing a movement of that. And, of course, Bloch, as a composer, had a number of pieces that he wrote that represented the Jewish culture from his own background. The Suite Hebraic is one of these, and a very dramatic and dark piece suited towards that instrument. So when you're not playing these dark, passionate pieces, what else occupies your time?
I like going on YouTube and looking up people's performances of different pieces and trying to compare them and maybe even look up the music online and see what the composer wrote as opposed to what they're playing. I like reading books on music, I like watching TV, shopping, going out with friends.
Pretty much typical teenager.
Typical teenager.
Fun stuff. And in the meanwhile, you play this wonderfully rich and warm sounding viola. All right, so let's play the first movement of the Suite Hebraic. This is music of Ernst Bloch.
All right.
Thank you.
Marcus Rose of Shreveport playing the music of Ernest Bloch. This is the winner's concert from our first annual Young Artists Competition for Red River Radio, and you're listening to performers who were chosen by our judges as the best of all the entries that have been received. Now, our next two young gentlemen coming up on the stage are going to play a very different kind of music than the Bloch that we've just heard, and we have Eric Coleman, who's age 18, who's the pianist of this duo here, and Trey, or Trevari, you prefer Trey? Okay, Trey Huff Boone, who is age 15, and you guys are going to play essentially a jazz piece that you wrote. So they're not only, we have a sax player, we have a pianist here, but composers as well. And that's really exciting. So how did you guys, I mean, you're friends, but you had to find each other somehow. Now, how did that work?
Well, me and his older brother used to play in a band, and Trey just came along one day, and he just started from there.
Just came along like you were walking down the street. And just kind of,
my brother, since he plays drums and guitar and all that, He was in the band, so I just came along. He's like, "Hey, you want to come on? You know, over here with my friend, we're gonna go play some music and stuff." So I was like, "Yeah."
So you just started essentially jamming,
pretty much.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, then what was it that kind of sparked so that you guys could actually write some music and play some pieces together?
I mean, Trey and I are in jazz band together, and a lot of times we just play something and we'll just see how far we can get with it.
Does it usually work out pretty well?
Yeah, it usually does.
All right. Well, it worked out pretty well, obviously, for the sake of this competition. Because
this one is actually, the song they wrote, we actually structured this one. Like, we actually got down, like, say, okay, we're going to, like, lay this one out. We actually put it together.
Yeah, we actually have structure to it, but we never play it the same way.
Every time's a little different. Well, that's the nature of jazz, though, isn't it?
So yeah, the improvised parts. Yeah, they are different every time.
All right. So if you're not playing jazz together, do you hang out, do anything else together? Are you both involved in sports or anything, or not really?
I mean, just
into the tunes.
Yeah, just into the
tunes.
That's
great. That's absolutely terrific.
Pretty much all we do, though.
All right, so talk a little bit about the piece. It's called In the Moment. Is there any particular reason for that title, or just?
I think that if you hear it, the title will fit.
All right. Okay. Well, guys, this is Eric Coleman and Trey Huff Boone playing their own composition, In the Moment.
Thank you.
That was just terrific. Trey Huffboon, pianist Eric Coleman, playing In the Moment. And I can vouch, I heard at the brief short rehearsal that we had before we went into the recording for this broadcast, they did play it totally differently beforehand. So they are truly inspiring, and I'm always envious of anyone that can improvise that way. So jazz musicians always, I'm just in love with their playing. Of course, back out right now is Elizabeth Bordelon, who you heard earlier singing. This time around, you've brought your violin, which is really great, which is meaningful to me because Elizabeth does study with me. And I was really happy when the judges chose you to perform. But aside from playing and aside from singing and wanting to act, I mean, you're in choirs and everything else. Where do you find the time for all of this?
Well, I just work it in wherever I have free time.
And where do you find the time to practice, especially the violin?
Usually in the mornings when I'm fresh.
Well, that's good. That's really a good thing. Elizabeth, you've been actually playing the violin for how long?
Since I was six.
Since you were six. When did you start singing?
Since I was seven.
Since you were seven. I mean, formally, in terms of formally singing. What about the piano? When did you start that?
Seven.
When seven. Mm-hmm. So you've been roughly, you know, half your life. You've been a musician. Well, that's really terrific. So you'll be playing the first movement of a violin concerto by the great classical composer, Franz Joseph Haydn. And this is a work that is relatively new to you. But in terms of the style and the feel of the music, what do you think about the piece? What do you think about when you're performing it?
Well, in certain parts of the piece, there are always parts that sound like the composer is laughing, which I really enjoy, and it's fun to play. So
it's good. It goes hand in hand. And it's funny you mention that where the composer is laughing, because even though you're my student, I'm going to vouch for this. You know, I mean, we actually haven't talked about this particular aspect of the piece, but one of the things that Haydn is known for is his humor that is in his music. So I'm glad that you have found it. That's I think, a wonderful way to approach the piece. So we're going to play the first movement of the second violin concerto of Franz Joseph Haydn. And Elizabeth, let's take it from the top.
Thank you.
Bordelon, age 12, of Shreveport. And coming up next, we have our last vocalist of the evening. This is Lonnie Boudreau-Tolo. And you are 16, and you've made the trip up from Denham Springs, which is down near Baton Rouge, right?
Yep.
Yeah, long, long trip up. But you are also a student at the Louisiana School for Math, Science, and the Arts?
Yes, I am.
And you are a...
Junior.
Junior, all right. I had it backwards with the between you and your colleague. But you have been singing for how long?
Well, technically, I've been singing probably since I was a baby.
Right. Well, I guess that's true. But when did you start taking it seriously?
Around ninth grade is whenever I started my first lessons. And then when I started attending the Louisiana schools, whenever I became a student of Miss Lisa Benner. Mm-hmm. And that's, I think, whenever everything started getting really serious and we buckled down and started practicing.
Right. And Miss Benner is also the teacher for Rachel, too, if I have that right.
Yep.
All right. So both two very talented singers. I noticed that both of you, by the way, both you and Rachel, put down food as one of your outside interests. Now, is that just, what was the connection between singing and food here? Or what in particular do you mean by that?
Well, to me, singing is something that I do when I'm happy. And food is something I eat when I'm happy.
Okay, all right, that's true. And you also talk a little bit about your some of your favorite things. You like Bollywood films?
Oh, love Bollywood
films. We have a festival here on the campus of LSUS every year. Also about your culture. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, I'm a pretty interesting mix. My mom's Cajun and my dad is Samoan, which is that little island off of Australia. It's really tiny. Mm-hmm. So I think that's really interesting. Definitely different in that sense. Food, we're going back to that, is really interesting.
I was going to say, well, certainly the Cajun connection. I can understand the Cajun food. But what is Samoan cuisine like?
Large portions.
Okay, all right. Well, you're not that large, so let's keep it under control. Well, Lonnie, talk a little bit about the song that you're going to sing.
I'm going to be singing Fair Robin, I Love Thee, and it's from an opera by the name of Tartuffe. And Doreen sings this aria, and she's a maid, and she's educating her mistress's daughter on her own personal beliefs of men.
All right. Well, we'll hear the beliefs of men here. And again, you're going to be accompanied by Dr. Pat Widholm, who's also come up from the Louisiana School. So we're looking forward to it. Sing some Tartuffe.
Okay.
So easily joined.
All right, Lonnie Boudreau-Tolo, age 16, from Denham Springs, Louisiana. Our final performer of the evening happens to be a violinist. I can't complain personally about that too much. This is Sean Nathan of Shreveport, and Sean is age 15 studies at the Centenary Suzuki School, which is terrific, and he'll be playing one of the great, great showpieces in the violin repertoire, Lalo's Symphonie Espagnole, doing the first movement of that, which is really, really tremendous. But as I was reading a little bit about you here, Sean, I see when you're not being serious, playing classical violin, that you play electric violin and guitar. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, I just recently started guitar about a month ago, but I remember I picked up the electric violin about 3 months ago, and I played, you might know, the Partita No. 3 by Bach on electric mm-hmm. violin for my talent show, and it was pretty cool.
And when you play, I mean, you have the electric violin, but then do you put it through different sound boxes or anything?
Yeah, I have an effects box, and I can turn it, my electric violin, to make it sound like an electric guitar, so it's pretty cool.
Okay. Do you have a preference? I mean, or...
The electric guitar sound.
The electric guitar sound. All right. So when you play the violin, it actually sounds like a guitar.
Yes.
Would it be easier to play the guitar?
That's why I started
learning. Here's the trick. Take the guitar and make it sound like a violin. That would be a little bit hard. But anyway, that's really terrific. So, I mean, I take your typical teen. You also do you play video games?
Yes, I play Xbox sometimes. And then I also play tennis. In fact, I recently just got back from a state tennis tournament with my school.
When you participated in on the team?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's terrific. How did you do?
I got rounded.
Oh. So we're going to do a little bit of the music of Lalo. And what do you think of this piece? It's a pretty dramatic piece.
Yeah, it's a pretty awesome piece. It's, in the name, it says Symphonie Espagnole, but many people consider it a concerto. But I think it has many symphonic elements in it. And also, Lalo wrote this piece for famous violinist Pablo Sarasate. Mm-hmm. And in his style, he loves high shifts. So in the piece, you'll notice very fast shifts from the low note to the high note, so it's
okay.
Pretty cool.
All right, and of course, a lot of that Spanish flair.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's do the first movement of the Symphonie Espagnole. Thank you. Bacon, age 15, of Shreveport, the music of Edward Lalo, and the final work on this winner's concert for our first ever Young Artists Competition. I want to thank our judges for this, both members of the Shreveport Symphony Orchestra, Elizabeth O'Bannon, violinist, assistant concertmaster of the symphony, and Ruth Drummond, principal cellist. There they are in the back. I want to thank you for taking the time to judge these. I want to thank all of our entrants. And now to finish our show, I'd like to bring them all back on stage. I think they've all been wonderful. They deserve a big round of applause. So all of our performers, thank you so much.
Broadcast of the first annual Red River Radio Young Artist Winners Concert is made possible by recording engineer Bill Beckett, with assistance from Wally Derleth, and gaffing and grip assistance by Wally Derleth. Stage manager, we want to thank Lillian Hendrick for her help, and also Renee Moran for printing the programs today, as well as coordinating the after reception. For all of us here at Red River Radio, and along with all these great, talented artists, we want to thank you all for coming and listening today, and so long from the University Center on the campus of Louisiana State University in Shreveport.